الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. جروحي فداء لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. يا ربي بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها، قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. وقال تبارك وتعالى: قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى، إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الحمد لله، we are gathered here for a very very important purpose which we call the Islahi Jalsa. Islah, a Jalsa is a Jalsa, we are all sitting here, that is what is a Jalsa. And the Islah, which is, we can correct, translate it, to correct our lives. For that purpose we should be here. For that our niyat must be also correct, that we are sitting and we are attending, the people who are giving the talks also, they also, their niyat must be their own islah first. As long as we worried about the islah of other people, and we are not worried of our own islah, we can forget any results to take place. The first and foremost is myself. I must address myself, I must come right. My islah must be made. And then the effect of it is that other people also then, their islah takes place. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he used to make his tahajjud, his ibadah, and he used to worry about his children, small, he had about 9 daughters, then immediately he should devote himself more to his ibadah. And he said, by my ibadah, my children will be looked after. So it is when our islah is made, then the other people's islah will be made. Fortunately, generally today it is that we all worry of other people's islah. Husband and wife are worried of the wife's islah, wife of the husband's islah. One good friend of ours, when he was going to get married, he told me something which really was a real reminder of reality. He said, Maulana, make dua that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala makes me pious. He says, if I am pious, then I will get a pious wife. Because it's a clear command of Allah ta'ala, طَيِّبَاتُ لِلْطَيِّبِينَ وَالطَّيِّبُونَ لِلْطَيِّبَاتِ. Who is pious will get a pious partner. But normally, our system is such that we all want a pious husband, a pious wife, but we don't think of becoming pious ourselves. And the method of it is that we become pious. So our own islah we should be worried about. And with that niyat, we are gathered here today, that each one of us make niyat that my islah must be made. For that, alhamdulillah, today in the Jummah talk, quite a bit emphasis was laid with regard to the eyes and the guna of the eyes. And that is also such a guna that many of us, we don't think of it as a guna also. We don't ask Allah, Ya Allah, today, the whole day, whatever gunas I committed with my eyes, forgive me. Today, many, many gunas, we have taken them, that they are just the normal things. So we don't ask for forgiveness. How much do we ask Allah Ta'ala, that Ya Allah, forgive us our sins? It's only when we are conscious of our islah, and then we will ask for forgiveness. If our kurta is white, clean, and one drop of some curry or something falls on it, then you get worried to clean it. But if you don't and you allow it to get dirty, the whole kurta is dirty. One more, 10 more drops of dirt fall on the kurta, it makes no difference. So we should consider and worry what our condition is if we are not asking for forgiveness, if we are not washing our kurta, if our kurta is not clean, and it has become so dirty, and then we don't worry about it, then we should be very concerned about it. And what is the condition of my islah? Like that, mashallah, we are in with the khanqah for so many years, but really how much of my islah is being made? How much am I changing? And then, of course, after Asr, mashallah, Maulana Jilani spoke about giving sadaqah, etc. That also we should see how much is that in my life. How much of sadaqah, how much of charity, and that is besides our zakat. How many of us fall short on our zakat also? So, and besides that, some charity. Charity was a natural thing of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And in Ramadan Sharif, his charity knew no bounds whatsoever. And he would spend in huge amounts. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala give us also tawfiq. Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahab Jina spoke, mashallah, about tasawwuf, the condition of the Muslims in the world. And that is also something which we should, everyone, how much our islah is made, we will be worried and concerned of the Muslims of the world. On that front also, we all should think, how much are we worried of what is happening to the Muslims in the world? Things which we cannot hear with our ears, which we cannot read with our eyes, what things are happening, but what change is it making in our life? As far as my food is concerned, as far as my motor vehicle is concerned, as far as my house is concerned, or anything else, has it made any difference whatsoever? We are still just carrying on normal. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make us that we are concerned about our islah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. One very important aspect also of our islah is the love of Allah Ta'ala, which we, mashallah, Qari Yaqub Sahib rendered it in the poem so beautifully. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi tera dard kya hai ya Rab. I had no idea whatsoever what is your love, O Allah. And I speak for myself. Allah Ta'ala gave us the opportunity to sit at the feet of great ulama, to study in great institutions, and we learned, alhamdulillah, from them. We stayed in their company, but really, I for myself, as far as I can understand and recall and remember, that we never ever had an idea that there is something like the love of Allah. Not that we have to acquire it, but we didn't even know. We knew, alhamdulillah, namaz is for us, hajj is for us, many other ahkamat, etc., we study it with you. But that the love of Allah is the first for us and the most important for us, we never had an idea. And this is what is the benefit of coming to such Islahi majalis, etc., keeping contact with the mashayikh, with the ahlullah. Our shaykh, rahmatullah ali, only Allah's fazl and Allah, Hazrat Shafqat, his kindness, his mercy was so much, how he pulled us towards him. Over and over, like more than what a father, more than what an ustad, how much love he showed and he pulled us towards him. And he made us understand over all these ash'ar, over all these years, what is the object of life. Otherwise, we were just like living. Really, like zombies we live. We get up in the morning. Whatever our field is, if we have to teach, we teach in a madrasa. We make imamat, we make imamat. We're doing some business, we're doing business. I'm a teacher. Whatever work we are, I'm just doing my work. But what is the purpose and object of all this? There is a purpose and an object of it all. And that is two things really. One is islahi nafs, and the other is nisbat ma'allah. That is the love of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. How to gain the closeness of Allah ta'ala. And as far as islahi nafs is concerned, to correct ourselves, that has also got two aspects. One is the outer form that we have to correct. That there are so many Muslims in the world whose outer form is not like Muslims. In fact, there are those Muslims in the world who by name also are not Muslim. But they are Muslims, and we all accept them as Muslims. For example, Abdul Ghaffar, Abdul Hamid, or any, is AB. So his name also is not a Muslim name. And there are many others like that also, which is very, very common. Somebody is Tony, somebody is what and what. But when they pass away, no questions asked. He's a Muslim. He will be buried, given hostel. He will be given janaza and Muslim qabristan. But by name also, we are not even Muslims. And then our appearance, how many Muslims in the world, when we speak amongst ourselves also, we say if you see him, you won't even think he's a Muslim because of the dressing, etc. But he is a Muslim. But if you see his dressing, etc., you won't even take him as a Muslim. So our outward appearance also has to be corrected. Which normally people who join a khanqah and they have spent some time, then alhamdulillah, the outward appearance starts coming right. That, for example, the beard. And in the beard also, it is very important, it is to keep a sunnat beard. Some people, they say that some maulvis, they speak in such a way as though the whole of Islam is the beard. That is, the beard is the most important. That is not true, and nobody speaks like that also. This is just we want to find some excuse. So the whole of Islam is not in the beard, but not the beard, the proper sunnah beard is in Islam. To keep a beard and to keep a proper sunnah beard, not just what we call a goatee, just beyond the chin a few hair, or a French beard, a pencil line, or an Arab beard, that it covers all the required places, but it's not a first length. Whatever type. So the beard, etc. Then the outside appearance, topi, Islamic dressing. Bismillah. So that all must come right. And when the outside comes right, then it is very, very important that the inside must also come right. And that is that a person now, mashallah, he's 5 times namazi also. Allah give tawfiq, he's a tahajjud guzar. He's reading nafil namazes also. He has now come right. He's outside if you see him. Mashallah, you see he's a proper Muslim. But then we have to check, which we don't normally, our sincerity, whether I'm sincere or not. Ikhlas, whether there is ikhlas in me or not. I will just explain this point a bit more in detail, what we also learned from our Shaykh, Rahmatullah Ali. In one majlis, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam explained to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that if it is a pitch black night, dark, 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 and there is a pitch black stone, and there is a pitch black ant that's walking on that stone in the middle of the night, somewhere in the jungle, nobody sees that ant walking. Nobody hears the sounds of that ant walking. More stealthily, more secretly, name and fame comes in the heart of a person, وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, and they don't even know that name and fame has come into us. So how serious is in the matter? That it comes so stealthily, and this who informed us? Sayyidul Kawnain, Sarkari Du'alam, Sadiqul Masduq, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He informed us. So, those of us whom Allah gave tawfiq, our outside we made right, how much are we worried about name and fame? That am I doing my things for name and fame? Am I asking for making tawbah and istighfar? That, Ya Allah, where I'm faltering as far as my sincerity is concerned, Ya Allah, forgive me. And tawbah is a door which Allah has given us, which is wide open, and by which all gunas are forgiven. We just have to make tawbah and istighfar. So when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained this, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, may Allah ta'ala reward him, elevate his status all the time. He said, O Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if that is the case, then none of us will gain salvation. That to do things for name and fame, and we don't even know, and whole life a person is doing amal. Ordinary person. He's a businessman, he's a doctor, he's an accountant, whatever. And he's making his namaz, his Islamic appearance, dressing, everything. But he's doing it for name and fame. Or, which the one Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali explained, that an alim who studied for about 20 years or so, and served deen for another 40, 50 years or so, but all that without knowing, name and fame came in there. And whatever is done for name and fame is rejected by Allah. Allah only accepts that which is done solely and only for Allah Ta'ala. So, Hazrat says that especially for the ulama who dedicate themselves for deen, they don't engage in dunya, they don't earn dunya, they are only making effort of deen all the time. And if all their efforts have to go wasted, and if theirs is the case, then what about the other people? So how much mustn't we be worried about that? Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, and this is a narration, a riwayat of Kanzul Ummah, when Hazrat Abu Bakr asked that what's the najat, the salvation of this? How can we get saved from it? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will teach you one dua, a simple dua, short dua. And that is, Allahumma, in all of us read together, اللهم إني أعوذ بك أن أشرك بك وأنا أعلم وأستغفرك لما لا أعلم. Just so much. A person who will read that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he will be saved from all types of riyakari, doing things for name and fame. The little of it, the lot of it, the secretly, publicly, whichever way it may be, Allah Ta'ala will save him and forgive him for that. So how important. So when we have made our islah outwardly, then inwardly, how important isn't that? Another disease which creeps in a person who has made his islah. And normally we take islah as only the outside condition. That now he appears like a Muslim. He mixes with Muslim people, everything. But inside his heart, another disease which creeps in almost automatically in such a person also is takabbur, pride. Because now I'm no more wearing jeans, I'm no more going with the fashion, I'm no more going to for sports events and all that. Now I'm going to masjid. We easily look down upon the people who are still going who are living a dunya's life, whose object of life is dunya. Easily it comes in, we look down upon them. And this is for everyone. Hazrat Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali, a great, great, great scholar, he should tell the students after they have graduated from the Alim course, after so many years of study, he says, students, you have now completed your Alim course. Now go and stay in the company of some Ahlullah for at least 6 months stay. So that this insight, because even by deeni knowledge that comes into a person, pride comes into a person. Any type of knowledge. A person is a hafiz, he feels, I'm a hafiz. One is to make shukr is separate. And one is to have that pride, I'm a hafiz. Or, I'm a maulana. And if we learn more, I'm a mufti, I'm a qari. Whatever else that what we have studied, this all brings pride in a person. And how many of us are concerned of removing this pride from us? So that is also very, very important aspect of our islah. That we should remove this pride also from us. And these are just one or two things that we are mentioning. And pride, there are two types of pride also. And both are equally haram. One is takabbur. Takabbur is pride that I think I'm better than the next person. And that is without thinking about it, it comes in us. For example, Tabligh Jamaat comes to our door and want to give us da'wat. And then we say, we all right, we go 5 times namaz, we go for hajj, etc., everything. But our neighbors, those people opposite, go and speak to them. What good just by you say? But in there is an insinuation that we are all right, they not all right. So I'm better than them. And this Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala hates it. And it comes so much in what we call pious people. So how much have we worried? So this is takabbur, to think I'm better than the next person. Then there is another type of pride which is defined in the Shariat also. And Allah reward, mashallah, our brothers, that the 5 branches of deen, aqaid, but usually just read as a formality. And we also just take it, well, it has to be read, it has to be read. But whether I bring it and think about it, my aqaid, are they correct? Today we all hear over and over, a person will be a mu'min in the morning, by the night he'll have lost his iman. A mu'min at night, by the morning he left, lost his iman. So are my aqaid correct or not? And today, one friend wrote, and he says that, Allah reward them, they do inspection of the madaris makati. So he said they found that the learners in the madrasas are very much influenced, because at school, across the board, Darwin's theory of evolution is taught. And the grown-up learners who are in matrik, etc., they say, we know it is wrong, but we haven't got answers. So we now give them the answers. And now we are working more on that that aspect, to make them understand. Now, it's not only boys, there are girls also involved. And all this, the system is, like Maulana Abdul Hamid Jinnah Sahib explained after Asr, one is, by force, they make you not to follow Islam, which was with the socialist government in Russia, etc. also. And still it's carrying on. And one is, they make such an environment that the love of dunya becomes so strong that because of that love of dunya, you don't think of your deen. And that is a common thing which is across the board. Now in school, the way the teacher, the textbook is going to explain whether it's Darwin's theory of evolution, the Big Bang theory, and with the sad state of affairs, that big ulama are also proving this, the Big Bang theory from the Quran Sharif. So then everyone will say it's correct. Whereas Allah says over and over, He is the one who created the heavens and the earth. That there was nothing, He created it. So how serious are these matters? So this ujub, this thinking that what is ujub? You don't think low of anyone. Just you think so much, I'm good. This is also haram. As a solution for that, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali said that everyone should say to himself at least once a day, take his own name and say, Abdul Hamid, hal mein, presently, sab musalmano mein to sabse battar aur kamtar hai. Of all the Muslims, you are the worst. This tawadu, that I am the lowest, I am the worst. Or sab kafiro or janwaro mein, maal ke atibar se, as far as mort is concerned, main sabse battar aur kamtar hu. And this is a thing that presently, I see another Muslim, I'm making five times namaz, etc., whatever requirements of deen sharia, and he is not doing it. So it looks like I'm better than him. How can I say I'm worse than him? But we don't know. He might be having some such quality in him which Allah loves. And in spite of all his wrong, Allah will forgive him. And we might be having some such quality in us which Allah hates. And therefore we are rejected in the court of Allah Ta'ala. So how important it is, but who of us does it? This is why is the Islahi Jalsa, to bring this reminder to us, so that each one of us will become conscious of these things. And we bring these things into our lives. And this idea that I'm in the Khanka, we are in the Jamaat, I'm a Maulana, we are Ulama, we are Hafiz, etc., that is not enough. And as far as mort is concerned, that I'm worse than all kafirs also, and all animals also. Because the kafir, some time ago there was a report of a person in America in a hospital, long ago before COVID and everything, visiting our slot visitors, there was a Muslim and a non-Muslim. The Muslim got quite a few visitors. and the non-Muslim got no visitors. So then, that after all went away, visiting hours were over, the non-Muslim asked the Muslim, how come you get so many visitors, I didn't get one? He says, our religion teaches us, and our society is such, we are such a close-knitted society, that we go and we visit the sick people. And great rewards for a person who goes and visits a sick person. So then he said, can't I also become a Muslim? He said, yeah, you also can become a Muslim. Just read the Kalima. And he explained to him the Kalima, and he explained the words, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And we know for non-Muslims to read the words also in Arabic is very hard. They read it in a very, in an English tone or Afrikaans tone or different they read it. So he was trying. Eventually he got it right. As he got it right, he passed away. So there he's gone. So we don't know what is our condition, how our mort is going to come. And that is also another thing also of our Islam, that how many of us are worried how my mort is going to come. And the most important thing in our lives, our worry, our du'as, must be how my mort comes. Today with regard to that also, the common du'a we give one another is, may Allah give you a long life. Now a long life, and if it is riddled with sicknesses, with difficulties, with problems, what's the use of such a long life? And if you have a long life with good health, but in the disobedience of Allah, what is the use of such a life? A life where, in which you are blessed with husne khatima, that is, your mort comes on iman. And that is the most important. And we don't know who's, nobody got guarantee that my mort is going to come on iman. We all, but who got that worry? Our 24 hours every day that we spend, who of us got that worry that is my mort going to come on iman or not? That Ya Allah, at that crucial time, you help me. You guide me at that time. So these are just a few aspects that we have explained about our Islah. So the Islahi Jalsa is not some ash'ar that are rendered in a nice melodious voice and we all feel happy and we give some dad also and now we feel that we are okay. Or that we just, the translation was made, we understood, we didn't understand the translation, whatever it might be, so that I'm okay. Or that the five branches of deen will be read out. And that also how much we pay attention. And mashallah, these are just the synopsis, the summary of the kitabs which are written on a qaid, complete, full kitab. On as far as ibadat is concerned, muamalat, muasharat, akhlaqiyat, adab also. How many of us worry about all these things? Abdullah ibn Jarir radiallahu ta'ala anhu is sahabi. He says, I made bayat on the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on iqamati salah. That is that I will make my namazes perfectly. Not only I'll make my namazes. Wa ita'i zakah. And I'll calculate my zakat properly. Wa nusra li kulli muslim. And to give advice to all Muslims. So just see how important nasihat he has made to give advice to Muslims. I consider myself, who did I give advice today? And that is a very important aspect of our deen, to be giving advice. And yet, that he put it in the same category, on the same level of iqamati salah and ita'i zakah, which shows how important it is. Like Allah Ta'ala says, أَمَرَ رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا وَبِالْوَالِدِينَ إِحْسَانًا. Allah has given a command that you must worship none other but Allah. And at that level, Allah said, look after your parents in a good way. So imagine looking after your parents at what a level it is. So this nus. So Abdullah ibn Jarir says that I was so particular about this, that this bayat that I made, this islah of mine, this worry and concern of my islah, that once I bought a camel or a horse, I can't remember now, and the person asked for 300 dirhams. But I knew it is worth 800. So, wishing good for fellow people, I didn't give him 300. We will say, I hit a bargain. And today I really, it was my lucky day. I hit a bargain today. But he said, I made sure I pay him 800. Who of us will do that? So Islam is a very vast subject. And it isn't just some getting together, meeting after some time, and talking, eating, sleeping, and just listening to some bayan, some ash'ar, etc. But it is this concern, this worry. Allah give me also that worry. And this constant worry of my Islah. Also another thing I remember, I picked it up in Karachi at my Hazrat Khanka. There were many of Hazrat's murid. We should go, they should come and they should say, make dua for my Islah. Which was a thing we never thought of before, that Islah has to be made. That there is something like Islah to correct things. We never thought there is something like that. This was, we picked it up there. And now, mashallah, there are many, many brothers here also who write, who say that make dua for my Islah. Otherwise, we were not even worried about it. We didn't know there is something like Islah. We didn't know there is something like Nisbat ma'Allah, to have a connection, to have the love of Allah Ta'ala. We made our namazes also, but like a dry namaz. We didn't have connection with Allah. We made our zikr also, but zikr also we are very poor, very weak in it. Or Quran Sharif tilawat, but it isn't with the nisbat of Allah. And thinking of it. So that is very, very important also. So inshallah, as the days will go, a few more talks if Allah wishes, and Allah makes that these things come in essence in our lives, and that we can really make the change, this Islah, what is called, just briefly the ayats of the Quran Sharif which I recited. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, وَنَفْسِيُمْ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. And this nafs of ours, our body, and how balanced Allah made it. And that also, Allah reward our mashayikh, how they taught us that Allah didn't make the one eye very big and the other eye small. Otherwise, how should we look? Or our nostrils, balanced. Our two ears, our two legs, same size. Our feet, same size. Otherwise, when we buy shoes, you couldn't say, give me a size 7 shoe. Because one foot, if it was size 7 and the other one was size 5, it should be a problem. Everywhere we should have to fit on both. This you fit on one shoe and it's okay. The other shoe is going to fit. And in that also, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala made it our, when we are born, no teeth in the mouth. Who see the qudrat of Allah. We don't think of it. Because if there were teeth when the child was born, and the child, and that also see the qudrat. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was asked, فَمَنْ رَبُّكَ يَا مُوسَى. Who is your Rabbi, O Musa? Fir'aun said, you are calling to another Rabb. Ana Rabbukum al-Ala. I'm your great Rabb, Fir'aun said, Na'uzu billah. So who are you calling? How did he define Allah Ta'ala? And we also have to think, if anybody asks us, who is your Rabb? Can I define my Allah? Can I tell that person who is my Allah? Musa alayhi salam said, Rabbun alladhi aata kulla shay'in khalqahu thumma hada. Allah is that being who created everything in its form. Allah was the architect. Allah was the engineer. Allah was the constructor. Everything Allah did. And then Allah put it on its path automatically. So we find a human being's baby is born, and automatically it looks for the breast of the mother for milk. And a chicken is born of a hen. And that also, there isn't time to go in all the detail. What a miraculous way the shell of the egg breaks open and a living chicken comes out from the shell, that there is no oxygen could go in there. There isn't a hole from where oxygen could go in, but the chicken was living in there. And on its time, it cracked and the chicken came out. And the chicken doesn't go to the mother to look for its milk to drink. Automatically, summa hada, Allah put it on its course. It goes and it goes pecking in the ground, looking for its rosy. Every creation of Allah, Allah made it like that. So how great is Allah? So the teeth, there were no teeth when we were born. If we think we made man, and we can design man, we should have designed that when he was born, his teeth must be 1 millimeter. And when he's 10 years old, every year 1 millimeter, then 10 millimeters, 1 centimeter. So when he's 20, 25, marriageable age, then now his teeth will be, the top tooth will be 2.5 centimeters, the bottom 2.5 centimeters. And it's a normal custom and sunnat also, that boy and girl, before they get married, they should have a look at one another. And if the boy saw the girl with the big teeth, 2.5 centimeters, the top tooth, and 2.5 centimeters, the bottom tooth, and at that time she smiles also a little bit. And he also should have done the same. Both of them should think, my parents getting me married to a bulldozer or to who? See the qudrat of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. And Allah's qudrat throughout, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. We will show them our signs clearly in the heavens and the earth and in themselves also. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ. And in the earth there are clear signs of Allah Ta'ala. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ. And in yourself, the greatest proof of the existence of Allah, the qudrat of Allah, the work of Allah, is you yourself, O insan. It's not outside you. It's inside you how Allah is made. So this is all Islah. And how much have we come towards it? So how much we need of each other? So it's not a matter of 2 days we get together, and we hear some ashar, we share some food, and we hear some bayan, but it is a continuous thing, and the worry, how is my maut going to come? Whether we are doing all this year for name and fame, just for show, or whether we are doing it really sincerely for our islah. And one of the signs of that is when somebody advises us, accept his advice. And then correct ourselves. Try and change, correct ourselves. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala guide us all to righteousness, inshallah.